Whenever you have a doubt in prayer, it will be one of three possible types of doubts. 1. A doubt that cannot be fixed. You have to redo your prayer again. 2. A doubt to be ignored. 3. A doubt that can be fixed and has a remedy. Before we start, we must know what a rak'ah is. A rak'ah consists of one bowing and two prostrations. So therefore, Fajr has two rak'ahs, Dhuhr has four, Asr has four, Maghrib has three, and Isha has four rak'ahs. As for the doubt that cannot be fixed, they are as follows. 1. A doubt about the number of rak'ahs in a wajib, two rak'ah, or three rak'ah prayer. For example, Fajr prayer, Maghrib prayer, or the prayer of a traveler. 2. A doubt about the number of rak'ahs in a four rak'ah prayer, but before completing the second rak'ah, meaning you haven't finished the second sajda in the second rak'ah, and you have a doubt if it's two rak'ahs or more. For example, I am praying Salat al-Asr, a four rak'ah prayer. I haven't completed my second sajda in my second rak'ah, and now I have a doubt. Is this my second rak'ah or third rak'ah, etc.? This will invalidate my prayer. 3. A doubt about whether you performed one rak'ah or more in a four rak'ah prayer. 4. A doubt where one has no idea at all how many rak'ahs they have done. 5. A doubt in a four rak'ah prayer as to whether this is my second rak'ah or fifth or higher rak'ah, or a doubt whether this is my third rak'ah or sixth or higher rak'ah. When you have any of these doubts, it is better that you do not break your prayer as soon as the doubt arises. You should pause and think before you break your prayer. If the doubt goes away, you should act accordingly. As for doubts that must be ignored, they are as follows. Number 1. A doubt in a mustahab prayer or Salat al-Ihtiyat, precautionary prayers. 2. A doubt that arises after the salam of the prayer. 3. A doubt after an act has been performed. For example, when you are in ruku' and you have a doubt if you recited Surah Al-Fatiha or not. Or you have a doubt while in sajda as to whether you did ruku' or not. 4. A doubt after the time of prayer has passed. For example, it's Maghrib time and you have a doubt as to whether you have prayed Asr prayer or not. 5. Doubts of a person who excessively doubts, i.e., he doubts more than usual. 6. A doubt in Jama'ah prayers whether you are the Imam or the follower. For more specific details in this section, return back to your Islamic laws book.